Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot of breaking news to get to. And for some reason, my computer is deciding to just zoom. I don't understand what could be triggering this. So if my words seem really, really big and loud, it's because the font is big. But we have a shooting near the Pentagon that has prompted its lockdown. We're going to talk to you about developmenting as that story develops, we'll keep you guys updated on that. Simone Biles made the bronze. She clinched the bronze in a very horrific week that any athlete would endure, including the death of her aunt. So kudos to her. We'll talk about what's going on there and if she's considering participating in the Paris 2024 Olympics. Governor Cuomo, we have some breaking news today that Governor Cuomo has been, as a result of the probe, they do find that he had a hostile work environment and allegedly sexually harassed multiple staffers. So we're going to talk about that. But first and foremost, has been probably this trend that has really been kind of making people nervous in terms of COVID vaccinated individuals getting sick. I just heard of somebody else fully vaccinated dying of COVID. And it's starting to make people kind of antsy in terms of what their safety is when it comes to having been vaccinated. As all this time we were told, get vaccinated and you'll be fine. Get vaccinated to help your country. Get vaccinated to, and apparently the breakthrough cases are, now that we're testing breakthrough cases again, are starting to become a lot more prominent. Now, we do have a little bit of data, as long as my computers don't. Why am I having so many computer issues? This is embarrassing. Okay. According to the CDC, as of July 26, 2021, 163 million people in the United States have been fully vaccinated against COVID. Can I just say that's pretty damn good? I mean, congratulations to the Biden administration, to the Trump administration. That's a pretty good number. So I am pretty impressed. In fact, I think we have hit that 70% milestone Biden wanted to hit in terms of reaching the amount of people that could get at least one vaccine. So kudos to everybody, the health departments, the hospitals, the nurses, the National Guard, the physicians, the pharmacies, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, all the companies, like, you know, that have been shipping it. Just kudos to everybody. They say during the same time, the CDC received reports from 49 U.S. states and territories that there were 6,500 patients with COVID-19 vaccine breakthrough infection who were hospitalized or died. Now, if you remember, the CDC stopped counting the mild cases early on, about a week or two into the, you know, the spike this spring. After they hit the 10,000 number, they said, we're not going to follow up on the mild cases. I thought that was an error because I think we needed to know if vaccinated individuals could be spreading this virus just as much as unvaccinated, which is something that's now starting to be considered. But 6,500 of those 163 million have either hospitalized or died after having the COVID vaccine. Very low number, very, very low percentage. But of those, about 48% were female, 74% were over the age of 65, 19% had no symptoms originally. Of the breakthrough. Hospitalizations, 95% ended up being hospitalized of their hospitalization number, and then 19% died. 1,200 people died. So I just heard of another person who died who had been COVID vaccinated, and it means we need to kind of have a different discussion. All right. The discussion has been up until this time that the unvaccinated is spreading the virus, that this is an unvaccinated pandemic, that the Republicans are at fault, and all this baloney. And as a physician, I get really, really frustrated when the wrong thing is spoken about, because then people aren't paying attention. Just like, you know, when President Biden, and it was just a gaffe, you know, but it was a serious gaffe, saying if you get the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID. We should have, you know, said what I had said, but nobody listens to me, early on, saying, guys, this vaccine is going to provide you some killer protection, but it's not going to be 100%. You can still spread the virus, so still be smart. But that wasn't what we were promoting. We were promoting joints for jabs, and we're going to give you money, and, you know, you'll be able to go and celebrate and go to a restaurant without a mask if you got the vaccine. That was the wrong message. It was probably one of the poorest public health messages I think we could have done. And many of us doctors are like, look, we want to support our public health powers that be. But, you know, you're going to have to then backtrack or backpedal, because you're shooting yourselves in the foot. No virus, all right, is going to be able to be withstood by these masks that are flimsy, and they aren't the N95 respirators. No vaccine works at 100%. So if you want people to get vaccinated, don't lie to them. Don't give them false hope. So what's been happening is people who are vaccinated going, I'm vaccinated, I'm good. And I see them at the club. And they run in, and they're already dancing. I was too. I was going through security when I was at the club. Like, I'm vaccinated at the club. I'm old. It's okay. And they're like, you're not old, girl. I go, yeah, I'm old. And I just kind of ease my way through. I'm vaccinated. I get to party. No. Because I think the numbers that are rising, right, are among vaccinated groups, because many unvaccinated groups, they're kind of scared. Yeah, I've spoken to some unvaccinated individuals. They're like, no, I'm not going out. I didn't get the vaccine. My choice, I'm not going out. So if a lot of unvaccinated individuals are kind of laying low, then, you know, why are we seeing all these breakthrough cases? Well, because vaccinated people are probably giving it to each other and to the unvaccinated. Now, we have had unvaccinated individuals saying, I screwed up. I should have gotten the shot. In fact, I believe there was a father of five who died in Las Vegas who had, you know, on his deathbed said, I should have gotten the vaccine, which is why we're kind of promoting, can everybody, you know, who's willing, get the vaccine? But that's the key, who's willing. And just stop saying that if you get the vaccine, you're going to be completely immune, because I think a lot of people are taking on some risky behavior in the middle of a pandemic because they think the vaccine is all we needed. Stop that narrative that the vaccine is all you need. Right? It's you know, this is a virus. It's going to outsmart us. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
This report is sponsored by IBM. You may know that Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease, but did you know that this condition affects more than an estimated 6 million people globally? In 2000, Fox launched the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, and over the past few years, the foundation has been working with IBM researchers to accelerate the discovery of critical information about Parkinson's disease. And now, this collaboration has reached a significant milestone. IBM Director AI for Healthcare Jianying Hu explains.
In our latest work, we demonstrate a new AI model that identifies typical symptom patterns of Parkinson's disease. The model also characterizes the progression of these symptoms in timing and severity. Hopefully, by using machine learning, clinicians and researchers could have a new tool to better assess and predict the varying progression of symptoms in Parkinson's patients. They can then better manage and treat the disease, as well as identify the best candidates for more targeted and more effective clinical trials.
For more, visit ibm.com/research.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Doc-a-Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to my producer, Daniel. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So about an hour ago, some findings were released from the report that was conducted by independent sources as well as the Attorney General, Letitia James, on the actions of Governor Andrew Cuomo as a result of allegations, sexual harassment allegations. And they found, according to their findings, that he sexually harassed at least 11 women and retaliated against one for going public. And some of the things he was accused of was groping, kissing, making sexualized comments, fostering a toxic work environment for young female staff. Now, he has cited as his defense, I'm old-fashioned. You really can't make this stuff up. So let's take a look at some of these quotes. Let's take a look at some of this, okay? Because I want to talk about it, right? So apparently he did grow breasts. He made inappropriate remarks about their outfits, running his hands down their body. I think at one time he touched somebody's stomach, retaliated against them when they complained. Now, Attorney General Letitia James had released her long-awaited report, finds him guilty of sexual harassment 11 women, including some allegations that were not previously known. There were two state troopers and an executive assistant who said he groped her breasts at the governor's mansion in Albany in November 2020. Now, Letitia James said all of the allegations were corroborated, but she has not recommended any criminal charges against him. It's unclear if he will face any or if he will now step down as governor. Now, Cuomo has always denied the allegations. But when they grilled him, well, I'll get to that in a second. They said that the report, according to Daily Mail, also finds that Cuomo fostered a toxic work environment where women were punished for reporting their allegations. It says that instead of dealing with the complaints properly, the women were simply moved out of his orbit into different departments. Now, okay, so here's the thing. That's a little tricky because I've spoken to employers where if an employee feels like they are, you know, not thriving in a department or things are happening in a department, I would get them out of that department as quickly as possible, give them at least a role. They can't be paid less. They still get same duties, but out of that area, especially if he's the boss. And if I was, let's say, governor and somebody said, Dahlia, I'm sorry, you're too flirty. I'm like, who are you? What department are you? Yeah, I just find, you know, you're loud, you're too cackly, you're this. Okay, I'd say, well, I don't want to fire you, but do you want to work in another department? I'm not saying this to defend him, but many times the moving of somebody to another department, I get how some people think that's a punishment. To me, I think a punishment is you get fired, you get demoted, you get ostracized, your career gets ruined. But sadly, we are seeing a lot of employers shuffle people around so that there aren't, you know, claims and feelings of bullying and things like that. And I mean, it'd be nice to just fire every bully and fire anybody who, you know, seems to be flirty. But many, I guess, maybe that's easier said than done. So for those of you that have shuffled some people around to departments, just double check with your labor board, you know, to make sure that that is not considered a punishment, because we don't want employees feeling punished for coming forward. So this is a 168-page report. Again, still unclear if Governor Cuomo will face any criminal charges. But he said, apparently there was one allegation where he sexually harassed a state trooper by running his finger from her neck down her spine while they were sharing an elevator. And he said, hey, you, that is a very creepy move when somebody takes their fingers and like, you know, like from the neck down to the spine. It's very erotic if it's somebody you want to be with. But if it's somebody you don't want to be with, it makes the little hairs on the back of your neck stand up. So that's kind of creepy. He is also said to have rubbed a state employee's stomach. Okay, don't be touching my stomach because it's always bloated and I got that hernia and whatever. He ran his finger across the chest of another woman. I'm sorry, that's not sexually enticing if we don't like you. And he had said during his questioning that he did not dispute that he sometimes actually commented on staff members' appearance and attire. He said generally only to compliment, and he stated that he was old-fashioned. He used terms like honey, sweetheart, darling, and he regularly gave women hugs and kisses, sometimes on the lips. So, all right, I know people have different cultures, and I can't tell you how many times somebody will come up and kiss me on the mouth, and that's just their culture, they say. And I'm like, well, what culture is that? I'm, you know, Southern Californian. Okay, well, I'm from Southern California, okay? You don't kiss strangers on the lips, okay? No, that's not cool. But friends, my friends kiss me all the time. you know, and vice versa. So it's, you know, with that, it's, you know, when you're friends and, you know, or I'll do mask kisses where we're wearing the mask and then I could do a kissy. And by the way, it's not cheating, right? Because it's in a mask. You're not really putting your lips on somebody. You're mask kissing, which not really COVID friendly, but so, you know, I get that when you know somebody and you're friends and you're really close, you guys can do kissies. I get it. Well, if it's your boss, no. There is no reason your boss should be kissing you. And, you know, being called sweetheart, honey, that I'm not as picky about. I don't like it. You know, when somebody calls me sweetheart or, yeah, honey, or, you know, some broad, those terms, they really are outdated. But I don't really fault them because it really was kind of an old-fashioned term of endearment. And, you know, so you and I might talk, and I'm like, okay, fine. And I won't address you. See, when I was growing up, a lot of it was, yes, sir, yes, sir. And my attending at the time, he would tell me something like, yes, sir. He goes, stop doing that. It's insulting when you do that. I go, it's a habit. It's respectful. You stop doing it. So he was insulted when I would say, yes, sir. So, you know, depending on how you're brought up and you know, everybody, I guess, needs to get the memo. But calling somebody who's your work inferior, sweetheart, babe, of course, honey. Honey and sweetheart in a work environment is wrong because those are terms of endearment. Go, thank you, Jen. Thank you, Alice. Thank you, Bob. If you really want to be endearing, use their name. You know, I mean, anytime I've worked with students, I would always memorize their names because I didn't want to say, hey, you, or dude, or buddy, or girl. Now, sometimes some of my students I call little baby girl, hi, baby girl, you know, because, you know, I do get maternal. But with, you know, call them by their name. Yeah, Joe. Yeah, Rick. Yeah, Sue. Thank you, Sue. I appreciate this. Sue, can you take this to this department? The one thing we women want is to be acknowledged as professionals. So treat us professionally. But touching our breasts and saying that's old-fashioned, no. That's caveman. Running your finger down our spine near our buttocks, no. And I guess that move was, you know, as you're preparing your cave lady, right, for sex, right, just seemed to allow some erogenous zone foreplay, which a lot of cave people didn't have, that allowed there to be some sort of, shall we say, acceptance into an entry position. But unfortunately, sadly, people were raped a lot during caveman days. So I don't really know if those moves were actually done effectively. So, you know, I'm not sure what happens, what should happen. Well, what is happening to Governor Cuomo possibly has never been done with anybody else who has been in that position. And I am assuming that there have been many politicians that have done that. When I hear these things, it just brings back hundreds of memories of people doing inappropriate stuff to me. And they got away with it. But the thing is it's a new time. It's a new day. And we aren't talking about something he did 40 years ago. This is this is something that he's even tried to defend. And he's denied, and we want to set the stage for new work environments. And if we're not tolerating this, and people are getting fired for doing this in schools, and in marketing firms, and in law firms, then why would his firm be immune? So I don't know if he's going to face criminal charges, but I think at the very least, he's going to probably have to step down because you can't fire everybody else across America and have that still happen in your house. 1-877-DOCTOR, you'll go up.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour. New York State Attorney General Letitia James is ready to release findings of a four-month investigation into sexual harassment and misconduct allegations against Democrat Governor Andrew M. Cuomo of New York.
And Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women and in doing so violated federal and state law. Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women. The investigators independently corroborated and substantiated these facts through interviews and evidence, including contemporaneous notes and communications. This evidence will be made available to the public along with the report.
USA Radio News. As Afghanistan forces and the Taliban fight to control the landlocked country, U.S. officials are opening up our country to Afghan refugees. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is launching a program that will allow thousands of Afghan refugees to live in the United States.
We have a special responsibility to these individuals. If they stood with us, we will stand with them.
Blinken saying this will expand eligibility to Afghans who do not qualify for special immigrant visas. Typically, refugee status is only granted to those who worked for the United States for a two-year period. Blinken saying this program will eliminate the time requirement and allow members of the press to seek refuge.
President Trump will hold his next campaign-style rally in Alabama later this month. Trump will travel to Cullman, which is located halfway between Birmingham and Huntsville on Interstate 65. The gathering will be on August 21st, according to Save America, USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners is having trouble getting his kid, it's a he, back to school. And kid doesn't want to go to school, wants some advice. So, okay, I got two boys. I handle things a little differently, you know, because my father was military, you know, so we really didn't grow up in a warm and fuzzy sort of environment. It was, yes, sir. I mean, you know, you don't listen, you get the belt. You know, and my mom was even rougher than my dad. Last thing you want to do. My dad was the easy one in my family. So, you know, if your kid doesn't want to go to school, let's say we weren't talking about COVID, all right? If your kid doesn't want to go to school, all right? there's two ways to do this. One is the old-fashioned way, the way I grew up, where, say what? You mind repeating that again? I thought I heard you wrong. I thought I heard you say you don't want to go to school. There's no way you could have said that, because nobody in their right mind, you know, who values their life, right, you know, and they're tushy, not being, you know, red and chafed, would say that. So I must have misunderstood you. What do you not want to do? Oh, you do want to go to school. Oh, that's what I thought. I thought you said that. Okay, so that was how I grew up. With my kids, you know, Mom, I don't want to go to school. And I just don't want to go to school. Duly noted. Get your ass to school. That's how we do it in our house. We duly note. It's recorded, right? Just in case, you know, any future lawyer or judge needs to go back and, you know, depose us on prior conversations. It says there, you know, Stoner Brock did not want to go to school. There it is, duly noted. Okay, move on. Thank you. It's for the record. Thank you. Move on. But with COVID, I get it. Some kids have been away from COVID. They don't know. They might have gained weight. They might, you know, be feeling like, okay, I'm going to now be in a room full of bullies again. I miss my dog. I miss home. Maybe these kids don't want to get the virus. Maybe these kids made the mistake of watching the news and watching the press briefings. You know, maybe they idolize Fauci and Jen Psaki and everybody, all the powers that be right now, and go, I don't want to get this virus. I don't have a vaccine. I'm scared. So I've spoken to you guys about how, you know, if as a parent you can't talk to the child, get the doctor involved. A lot of times children need to hear it from somebody else. I many times work with my friends to talk to my kids. It's not because I'm an inadequate parent, but it is amazing how, you know, if somebody else says something, they do it. Same thing with my mom. And my mom could tell me something over and over and over again. My mom told me to get into radio for years. It wasn't until my friend Mark, from Mark and Mercedes in the morning. Now it's Mercedes and JC. Love them. Love you guys. Mark's like, why aren't you on radio? Oh, okay, well, I'm going to... My mom's like, I've been telling you that for years. So when a parent says something, it doesn't work. So maybe what you need to do is have the kids talk to a teacher, talk to an educator, talk to a relative, right? And friend. The other thing that you need to do is stop for a second and think, what is that kid doing if they're not at school? They're on the TV. They're playing a computer. I mean, are they reading? Are they trying to homeschool? Are they trying to better their education? Or are they sleeping until noon, scratching their butts, you know, older kids watching porn, you know, playing video games and watching TV? So one option you can do as a parent, especially with an older child, is, okay, if you don't want to go to school, that's fine. But from 8 in the morning till 5 at night, there is no TV, no computer. In fact, we're going to probably shut the power off. And you aren't going to have your cell phone. So what are you going to do from 8 to 5 p.m.? Oh, I didn't think about that. So we had to have that conversation with our kids a while back, saying, okay, well, if you're not going to, you know, get a job this summer, all right, you realize you need to be out of the house. I'm locking, you know, the door and taking your key from 8 in the morning on. So you have 8 hours to be somewhere else than the house. All right, I'll get a job. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm mean. Oh, you're such a mean mom. How can you abuse your children like that, kicking them out of the house for 8 hours a day? Because I'm sick of them watching video games. And, you know, then it's funny. My son's been working, and, I mean, he's so productive. In fact, he's so productive that he still hasn't finished watching Game of Thrones. He just barely finished the Breaking Bad series. That's how busy he's been. All right? So if your child is thinking school, your younger child, school versus home, watching, you know, Netflix and Marvel and Loki and all that stuff, you know, what happens when you tell them, yeah, but, you know, during the day you're not going to be watching TV, you're not going to be, you know, on the computer with your games. So what are you going to do? Do you have books? What are you going to do? And so if they're like, well, we'll do online school. What if there is no online school? What if the teachers aren't providing it? So your child might, once they kind of realize that the other options aren't there, realize they have to go back. And you don't want them to blame you. Now, because what if they do get COVID? And what if, God forbid, they do get long COVID? I mean, they're going to blame you for making them go back to school. But if you show them, look, the situation is thus, where all kids still have to go to school. The governor said you have to go to school. If you don't go to school, I think Child Protective Services gets involved or some state agency gets involved. I remember my parents telling my brother that he'll go to jail if they catch him not going to school. So that was enough for him to say, I'll go to school. I'm like, really? Jail? I'm like, okay. Me, I want to go to school. I'm like, I'll go to school twice for him. I'll go to my classes and his classes. I just love school. So, your kids, really what I think should be going on in education, and I understand the schools are overwhelmed, but personally, I think kids should not be learning in a classroom of 30. I've said this before. I think kids should be going to school in groups of 5 or 10. I think circle learning, I think interactive learning, I think getting that cohesive group of small circles, I think these kids excel better. And then when COVID came, I'm like, you see, you could do the classrooms that way. That's very easy to have the kids spread out. You could do the gym. You could have the kids separated in the gym and in that group. By the way, for teachers who are trying to teach a classroom of 30, you aren't able to, engage. You aren't able to connect that well. But if you have circle learning or group learning or whatever the educators call it, where you have small groups of students, I think they learn better that way. I've been saying this for years. And then when COVID came, what better way to separate kids from a bunch of bugs? Now, true, in that little group, that little cluster, they could spread things, but at least they're away from a big mass group. And then, lunchtime is always tricky with bullies, because if you don't have a friend, you're sitting by yourself and things like that. But, I think educators could kind of help with that, and I think educators could find, look, this person in this little group, this person in this little group, most teachers are in tune to the ones who are the wallflowers or the ones that kind of get stuck, and are fringe. So they can maybe get those two together. But I really think small pod learning, I don't even know if the word pod is right, but small group learning is pretty effective. I've lectured to students where there'd be 150 or 200 in a room. I've lectured to halls. I once had like 1,000 people in the room. People are on the phone. They're not engaged. Yet you have small groups and you know their names and you could call on them and you could have them interact. It's amazing. And then also these kids don't feel as embarrassed when they have to present something because it's their group. That's the group they've been working with. So maybe I would suggest that if there are student hesitant kids, see if the schools can offer small group learning for them. 1-877-DOC-FELLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Pentagon has lifted their lockdown that they had to institute today as there was an active shooter that wounded several people. This happened this morning, Tuesday after, the shooting happened this morning. Lockdown reopened just now after gunshots had been fired near a platform by the facility's metro station, leaving multiple people injured, including a police officer. Arlington Fire Department said the scene was active and its crews encountered multiple patients. The incident occurred on a metro bus platform that is part of the Pentagon Transit Center, the Pentagon Protection Force Protection Agency tweeted. A Pentagon announcement said the facility was on lockdown due to police activity. JLA reported that Fairfax police were actively searching for a suspect in the shooting. Using helicopters, you see fire trucks, police, just a absolute horrific scene. Metro subway trains were ordered to bypass the Pentagon due to the police investigation. An Associated Press reporter near the building heard multiple gunshots, then a pause, then at least one additional shot. Another AP journalist heard police yelling, "Shooter." So there was obviously, it was an active area this morning. Very scary stuff. If we get any more details, we'll definitely share that. Kathy Griffin. I don't know if we spoke about this yesterday, but Kathy Griffin, comedian, actress, she was the one that notoriously held up a fake Trump's severed head. I'm not a fan of her comedy, but she disclosed yesterday, before she went in to have surgery, that she had lung cancer, stage one lung cancer. She's 60 years old. Interestingly, she never smoked. Now, lung cancer doesn't necessarily have to happen in those who, smoke or non-smokers. You could be a non-smoker and still get lung cancer, sadly. But she said that, she never smoked, doesn't drink alcohol. She was, however, allegedly suicidal. And this was last year, and apparently she started to get on pills. She was started on, I guess, Provigil for energy. Then she was put on ADHD medication. Then it expanded to, she needed Ambien to sleep. Then it went on to her needing, I believe, pain pills. So she has struggled with opioid addiction and suicidal thoughts. We spoke about how Ambien could be very addictive. We spoke about benzodiazepines. But interestingly, benzodiazepines have been linked to lung cancer. So if she was on any Valium or Xanax, you wonder if maybe that could have been a part of it. Now, stage one lung cancer means it's confined to the lung without lymph node involvement. Now, they still remove the lobe. The one thing about the lungs is you think you have two lungs, but there's actually multiple lobes of the lungs. So if anything does go wrong or a part of that lobe collapses, you still have other lobes working. It's like engines of a jet. One could go down, but there's still others that are supposed to still be able to work. Right? You're not at ideal, but you could still at least function and live. So stage one lung cancer means this was found very, very early on. Now, I don't think they're being very, open about, what they think could have caused it, but I don't think they know. Early lung cancer is silent. Cough, you could have, when it's not silent, you could be wheezing, you could have blood in your sputum, you could be tired, you could have weight loss, but that's symptomatic. A stage one lung cancer, not sure how that would be found. So, unless maybe she had some mild symptoms that just weren't going away. Which is why I get very, very nervous about us still having this stupid COVID pandemic. Because if somebody is coughing for 2-3 months, nowadays we're like, well, it's probably long COVID. If you have a cough that hasn't gone away in a couple months, you probably need a chest x-ray. So we see people all the time coughing and wheezing a little, and they go, yeah, just because I had COVID. Get yourself checked out. I don't want people blaming COVID for something that could be something else. Now, obviously, your lung cancer risk drops dramatically the longer you avoid tobacco products. There's tissue damage, there's injury to your immune response, genetic mutations may persist. So smoking, obviously, is the number one cause. But there's other causes of lung cancer in non-smokers, like radon. Radon that you could get from underground. It could float around the house, buildings. That's not, that where radon will seep in. Radon could cause cancer. Secondhand smoke could cause lung cancer. Chemical exposure. Asbestos. Air pollution. Now, Dr. Crippy and his colleagues at Scripps found a 35% increased risk of cancer, lymphoma, lung, colon, prostate cancer, with sleeping pill use. So, you know, she said she did have an addiction to sleeping pills. Maybe that affected some of the cells. Lung cancer is the number one cause of cancer-related death in the U.S. for both men and women. It does surpass breast and colon cancer. According to the American Cancer Society, they estimate in 2021, there will be 235,760 new cases and 131,880 deaths from lung cancer. So prognosis depends on the stage of the cancer at the time of diagnosis. Now, a five-year survival rate for lung cancer is 56% for cases detected when the disease is still localized within the lungs. So what that means is if it's still localized within the lungs, so one or two, stage one or two, then there's a 56% chance somebody like Kathy Griffin will be alive in 5 years. That's what the five-year survival means. But only 16% of lung cancer cases are diagnosed at this early stage, which kind of makes me wonder, how did they do it? Unless maybe they were screening her for COVID or they did a chest x-ray or something. For distant tumors, so metastasized, stage four, where the cancer was spread to other organs, the five-year survival rate is only 5%. This is why Rush Limbaugh didn't make it. He had stage four lung cancer. Now, Griffin states, "The irony is not lost on me that a little over a year ago, all I wanted to do was die. And now she says all she wants to do is live." So, you know, this is a very weird story. You know, where one, somebody is able to find cancer that early on. You know, have I ever found stage one lung cancer? Well, it's kind of tricky to say because I was very active with my smokers. And when somebody would come in and they were a new patient to me, their cancer was sadly, you know, if they had shortness of breath, if they had, you know, issues, it was more, you know, and stage. But have I found people that had, you know, tumors incidentally? Yeah. We would order a scan for something else and go, hey, there's something going on there. So we would pick things up accidentally many times. We found thyroid cancer. We found colon cancer. We found breast cancer. Just because other things were kind of being looked for. And I'm like, well, let me also, while you're here, examine this. Oh, you got something going on here. So I think that definitely, contributes to early diagnosis. The problem is medicine these days, they don't want you to do multiple screens. You know, her brother died of esophageal cancer. Her brother, Gary, died at age 63. So esophageal cancer you get with, you know, frequent acid reflux, sometimes alcohol could put you at risk, genetics. So who knows? Maybe they were being a little bit more active with her. We don't know. But she did have the surgery to remove the tumor. She's doing well. They don't think she's going to have to undergo chemo or radiation. 1-877-DR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.